Alright. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Panels on Pages podcast. My name is Dalibor. I am your indie hype man, and today is a very, very special episode. We are at Fan Expo Chicago 2022, 50th anniversary, and I want to show you some indie creators and indie comics and indie properties that you should be following. Check it out.
All right, what's up, everybody? I'm Mike Watson with Freestyle Comics. I'm the publisher. I'm also a creator there. I'm also an artist there. And I try to moonlight as a writer sometimes, but I'm always the hype person for Freestyle Comics because that's just a given. Our flagship title comes in at Hotshot with 12 issues. Hotshot is a young man trying to prove to his girlfriend he never cheated on her without revealing he's a superhero, but did not get kicked out of college because he's never there because he's a superhero. Our number one selling book at this time is Vigilance. Right here. She's the world's strongest superhero. She works for the government full-time with no secret identity, but she has amnesia, and she's starting to realize the government's lying to her about who she really is. Next up is Heroes International. They are just like your Avengers or your Justice League, but one exception. They suck. They're the worst team ever put together. Then we got Emerald Quest. Emerald Quest stars a 15-year-old girl who is the youngest general in her queen's army. This is our first fantasy title, and this book is going to tell you who she is, where she comes from, and where she's going. Then we have our source book. Now, these are character books, Inside Secrets and the Skinny on the Characters of FSK, but there's one difference. We tie our source books into the stories of FSK, so it's more than just character information. Then we got The Cipher. This is our anthology book. You want something different? We got short stories here featuring different characters from the world of FSK. And just because I didn't show him, Hotshot, he's on my shirt. He's a flagship. Then we got Five Star. Kevin Cherry has cancer. Best friend vows to cure it. Best friend does an experiment with Kevin Cherry. Experiment goes wrong. Best friend dies. Kevin's in a coma. Wakes up, superpowers, and cancer free. But no best friend because he's dead. Green Zone. This book is about mutants trying to have a regular life. Once you're found out to be a mutant, they send you to the blocks. You don't want to go there because it sucks. My man Virgil on the cover, he just wants to own a bookshop, but he can't because he's got to serve 5 years on the police force to get his license to live a normal life. But the police force is racist. The community's racist. Is he going to make it even past a year? You got to get the book to find out. And I think that covers all of our titles. I think I got them all. Yes, I did. We have a Kickstarter coming out on Monday for Emerald Quest 2 and 3, so please check that out. We also have Spider Squirrel, which just finished a Kickstarter. That's about Spider Squirrel and Trash Panda, two interdimensional superheroes who go around saving the dimensions while arguing about whether pineapple should be on pizza. And that's all the books. You can catch us at FSK Now for our website, fsknow.com, or fskgo.com for our Kickstarter. Thank you.
Finamundi Publishing. It's all a whole new line, original characters, kind of dark, violent, horror, supernatural themed stuff. We got serial killers. We got invasions from hell. We got some weird kid-friendly book over there. We got all kinds of just, we got innocent little good characters here that are trying to, survive this terrible world they find themselves in. We got some one shots that are just kind of focus more on the darker, more evil characters of the line. We get all kinds of everything. Yeah, our original book Man of God that we first started about 15 years ago.
Yeah,
that one's kind of was the basis of what a lot of this stuff turned into. A lot of those stories, a lot of those characters' ideas originated in that book. I wrote that one. Yvel drew that. It was a real passionate project for us, starting back then, that eventually led to all of this stuff kind of just growing from there. We kind of planted those seeds and, took the time and let them grow.
Awesome. Where can people find you?
We've got a website, finamundi.com. Facebook page, Finamundi Publishing. There's an Instagram page. We're trying to get better about using all that social media stuff, really promote this stuff, growing pains, but we're getting there.
Hi, I'm Yvel Duchet. I'm a 30-year veteran in the business. I'm just here helping promoting myself and promoting the line of work that Craig and I, Finamundi, are doing for the past few years. And hopefully we'll get to see if a lot of fans get reception, or receptive to what we've been doing the last few years. If you want to scoot over, I can show you some of my work. So this is my first ever sketchbook, and I'd like to present some of the biggest commissions I've done in the past 10 years leading up to this year. And I've compiled a nice little look into some of my work for fans and things that I figured I'd come up with myself, but I kind of put them all together and put out this book. Hopefully, you know, a lot more can be added to this, because I've got lineups for many, many more books. I've got sketchbooks filled up. I got other commissions lined up, and hopefully this won't be the last.
Awesome. Are you selling this online as well?
I just got this book this week just for this show.
Okay.
So, yes, I will be selling them online once I get back home.
We are the Microphone Misfits. The group is about positivity, positive affirmations. It's hip-hop, B-boy, B-girl music, you know, connecting the elements, you know, and we're about spreading that energy, spreading that love, no separation, you know. Microphone Misfits, Escape from Babylon. All of our music comes inside of our comic book series. You know, 22 pages of nonstop funky boom bap superhero Rastafari hip hop action.
In that order.
It's an action adventure satire that takes the conspiracy theories about the music business and puts it in a literal context. Microphone Misfits are here repping at Fan Expo panels on pages with my man Dalibur. Yo, gotta check out the podcast. Salute to Panels on Pages. This is what we do. This is what you see. You hear them with their announcements. You hear them trying to interrupt the funk. But they can't interrupt the funk. This is Panels on Pages, baby. We're the Microphone Misfits. My name is Dina. This is my partner, the Ray of Light, symbol of elevation. The rest of the crew will be here. Mel L, Ken Solo, Jet 9, Defects. That's the whole squad. My man Dalibur saw us yesterday rocking out. Panels on Pages was definitely in the building. So make sure to check it out. Support, salute, subscribe, click that like button, follow them on all sites.
Share with your friends.
You can find us at themicrophonemisfits.com. Everything, all our social medias, The Microphone Misfits, you can find them on the website. That's themicrophonemisfits.com with a Z. That is THEMICROPHONEMISFIT. The Microphone Misfits.
Who else could it be?
Yeah.
My name is Kyle Knepper. I'm here at Fan Expo Chicago 2022 with our book, graphic novel for Samronauts, Curse of the Dreadnoughts. It's about a team of samurai astronauts led by an immortal kung fu monkey defending the Earth from zombie cyborg space pirates. It's a full color print, over 200 pages of story, plus a ton of bonus content. Goes for $20, and when you buy it from us live at a show like this, you'll get it signed by all three creators. The new book is called Blooms, Heist on the Magical Girl Vault, which, much like the title says, is about a heist. Four people band together over a plan to break into a magical girl's secret mountain stronghold so they can steal the source of their power for themselves. So a bit of Ocean's 11 meets Sailor Moon. 84 pages for only $10 at shows like this.
So, I'm Dave, this is Tommy, that's Jen. We are Fake Comics. We are based out of St. Charles, Missouri. We have two comics currently in circulation around the St. Louis area. The first one is Harrier. It's right there. I hope so, anyways.
It is.
Yeah. It's a superhero tale about a police detective named Olivia who gets critically injured in the line of duty and gets her hands on an experimental battle suit. So she has to go to work for the government, but then she learns that she has to figure out which side of the line she lays on, either following the letter of the law as a police detective or following fast and loose with the government, all the while being a superhero. We have four issues of that out right now, and you can find those at Altered State Comics on Big Bend in Manchester, and as well as Bugs Comics in O'Fallon, Missouri. And we are also looking to have our comics placed in a new comic book shop opening up called Tater Tot Collectibles, coming out soon.
And our website.
And our website, fakecomicspublishing.gmail.com. Well, the website is fakecomicspublishing.com. Our second book, is it that one?
Wardens.
Yes, Wardens. Wardens is a 1940s fantasy noir tale that blends elements of Chinese, Egyptian, and Greek mythologies all in together. It's about a woman who is half dragon, half human, named Amanda Dragwald, and she is part of the Wardens. To quote Hellboy, there are things that go bump in the night. The Wardens are the ones that bump back, and they bump harder, guarantee you. You can find that tale as well. You find that book as well in Altered State, Bugs Comics, Tater Tot, Collectibles, and online as well. Our third comic we have coming out soon is called Flurry. It's an X-Men inspired tale. It's about a girl named Alex who becomes the first genetically powered superhero of the Harrierverse. You'll be able to find that starting end of August, sometime in September at those same aforementioned places. We also have a webcomic called The Roommates, which is basically, it's like a slice of life webcomic, I should say, that actually has elements of fantasy, such as elves, orcs, goblins, and some such. It also blends magic into it as well. You can find that for free on Webtoons.
All right, so this is Nightwolf by Lone Wolf Comics. I am the writer, creator, Rob Malteri. Nightwolf is about a young man who finds out that he's born a werewolf, gets thrown into a supernatural war against demons, witches, vampires, other werewolves. And I also have a spinoff series called Snowpaw about his mentor in the 19th century Scotland.
Punks of Rage is the star. Well, the star is a vigilante named Dodger who decides to try to rid the city of crime that's getting out of control in his city. Once he starts, it begins a spark and like a revolution, and more partners come in to help join him in that fight. So that's Punks of Rage in a nutshell. There are other characters that I'm developing that's going to be a part of the series. That'll be coming later. But as of right now, that's what Punks of Rage is about currently.
So Dial Excess, it's the story of a boy, Marcus Dubell. He's injured in an accident, and his heart is replaced by a mechanical device that allows him to join a war to fight these creatures called the Dome that have tried to become the preeminent creatures that are trying to take the place of humanity atop of the evolutionary ladder. So he joins this covert force from this hospital called St. Meriden's in the fight against the Dome.
Hi, my name is Jack Lohr. I am the author of the World's End series. The first book in the series is The Last Demon Hunter, which follows Rebecca Virtue as she is finding her way in this angelic world that she finds herself in. She is trying to avert the end of the world by stopping the fourth horseman, Death, from being risen to serve under Satan and his armies. This series can be found on Amazon and on Audible.
Hi, I'm Murphy. I'm the writer and editor-in-chief at Merc Publishing. We have three comic series. There's Miss Meow, there's Death Rage, and there's Born of Blood. These all take place in the same shared universe where Spartans have existed through all of history, and they're now the Spartan World Order. They have their armies all over the world because they're here to protect humanity. So they say. So Miss Meow does not believe that. The Spartans are working with Catfight, who has spent years trying to kill her. So obviously there's something nefarious going on, and she has made it her life's mission to find out what the Spartans' true purpose is. So think this is like a superhero sci-fi series. Death Rage takes place in 1985. He is signed on to become a new type of Spartan super soldier, but something goes wrong in the experiment, and he ends up becoming something else entirely. Think Captain America meets Deadpool with a psychological twist. And then finally, Born of Blood, written by Dolan. This is a historical fiction about the Queen of Sparta. It's going to lay the origins where our whole universe came to be. Miss Meow number one came out in your local comic shop in June. So all of these are going to be released in your local comic shop. Just ask them to put Merc Publishing into your poll box.
All right. Hey, this is Ted Sikora from Hero Tomorrow Comics. And the one book, our newest one, is Bloom. And it's about it's the origin story of our hippie, trippy, psychedelic Regina character. And we're doing a deal where you get all four issues here for $20. And the other one we have here is Tap Dance Killer. This is about a mega talented actor who gets cast in a horror show musical as this character. But then there's a supernatural occurrence. She can't shake the role and starts trying to wipe out the mafia. The vibe is Punisher meets Rocky Horror Picture Show. Won the best series of the year on Critical Blast. And our website is herotomorrow.com. We sell all these things there. And we got a Kickstarter that is live right now for our other series, Apama. And Apama is actually where we did introduce Regina in issue 5. So, and we also introduced Tap Dance Killer in Apama. So you can get all 12 issues. There's a bundle deal for the whole series there. And just search APAMA. And that's it. My name's Ted, and I hope to see you there.
Hey, Marcus Curry with Sobula Entertainment. And my current series is a series called Sons of Darkness. It's a 1-8 limited series. You can find us at Facebook at soulbullet.com. And also you can find us on Instagram at soulbullet with Marcus Curry. Basically, the premise of this story is about a weapon called the Gatestone. And this young girl, the Seer, is sworn to protect that weapon from, hence the title run, The Sons of Darkness. So through the eight issue limited series, you're going to meet over 50 new characters that are brand new, never been seen before, and all part of the Soul Bullet universe.
Hey, I'm Paul Axel. I've been writing for a crap load of years, and I've got a whole bunch of different comics. The latest one I've got out is the New Amsterdam Game, art by Jimmy Gutzai, and it is awesome. It is a masked vigilante taking on the British as they occupy New York City during the American Revolution. If you like Daredevil, if you like Batman, like old school Batman, if you like Zorro, like the progenitor of all that, you are absolutely going to dig this stuff. It's a mile a minute nonstop action. It's funny. It's everything you want in a good superhero comic. You can find me on Twitter at PJAxel17. My website, paxelcomics.com. I'm also on Global Comics. You can find everything I've got there.
All right, so our company is Fair Square Comics, Comics from the Rest of Us. It's an immigrant and minority-led company, an owned company, and we publish many things. We're very much about creators' rights. We're very much about being independent and give a chance to underserved communities, but also talking to everybody. So we started 2 years ago with a book called Noir is the New Black, and we now have a magazine that is published quarterly called Mutiny, and countless graphic novels in every possible field. We do young adult, slice of life, middle grade, action, adventure, you name it, we get it. Fair Square Comics.
Dose is the only science fiction comic about meta drugs, kaiju sex, and ultraviolence. The main character, he's an ex-child superhero star, so as an adult, lost to drugs, no direction, until he witnesses a murder when he's out trying to score, it kind of forces him to reckon with his superhero past. In Dose, drugs are legal, but like I said, we have meta drugs, which are illegal, and they enable regular people to have superpowers for a short amount of time, so we like to think of it as a cosplay through drug abuse, which is like the hot trend in the city within Dose. You can find it at your local comic book shop, or if you go to dosecomic.com, DOSECOMIC.com, we have all our stuff for sale there as well.
Hi, I'm Dalton Shannon.
I'm Wells Thompson. And we're Four Color Comics. These are our books.
Yeah.
We have a big variety going through the rest of the entirety of our career, from Descent into Dread, a horror anthology featuring 11 artists through 12 stories going from Terminator 2 style action horror, gritty dystopias, and killer unicorns, and everything in between.
Runs the whole gamut.
We have our main series right now is Mechaton. It's a Rule of Cool action comedy joint, sci-fi joint. Scott Pilgrim meets Pacific Rim. Featuring a glove that crash lands on Earth. A brother and sister find it and discover that anything they punch turns into a giant robot. So, absolutely. What is the natural enemy of a hot dog cart? Of course, it's the cockroach. So, kaiju shenanigans ensue. And then, Biovisibility was a really great anthology we got the opportunity to be a part of. Kat Kalamia out of Baltimore curated it. It's got everything from really sincere coming out stories to very high concepts like science fiction and fantasy stories with bi characters in them. The story I have in there is called Gay Panic. It's a parody of a mid-century educational PSA with a cheesy narrator and everything. absolutely wonderful comedy bit, but was really privileged to be a part of this particular anthology piece.
Coming soon.
Yeah, coming soon. Actually in production right now, being lettered, is Frankenstein the Unconquered. It's Frankenstein's monster meets Mad Max and
Conan the Barbarian.
Yeah. It's our love letter to pulp, really.
If it belongs on a Megadeth album, it belongs in this comic.
Absolutely.
It's over the top.
We are most active on Twitter. We have a Kickstarter running about 5 times a year.
Yeah. Up on the 24th of this month.
Absolutely. And yep. Our comics are available for purchase on Ko-Fi.com under Wells Thompson.
Yep. And I'm on Twitter at Dalton K. Shannon, and he's at Wells Thump.
Thomp.
Yep.
All right, folks, here I am in the editing chair, and that was fantastic. I am super happy to have shared those creators with you. Make sure you check them out. Links are in the show notes or in the description if you're watching the YouTube video. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you in the next one.
This is what you see. You hear them with their announcement. You hear them trying to interrupt the funk. But they can't interrupt the funk. This is Panels on Pages, baby.